Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning, 7:03. There's our first light. A little bit of cloud cover and looks nice out though. 71 degrees now. We're going to be sunny. We'll get up near 90 by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning, new and frankly shocking information now on a story that we've been telling you about this week.
A man shot and killed on a DART train in downtown Dallas.
But wait until you hear about the alleged shooter's mask and firearm.
An arrest warrant affidavit shows a 43-year-old man died after the person sitting next to him on a northbound DART Blue Line train fired 9 shots while the train was at the station. Looking at surveillance video, investigators determined that right before the shooting, the suspect put on a Jason-style hockey mask, like the Friday the 13th movies, and opened fire. The affidavit states the suspect used an AK-47 style weapon. When the description was put out, police found 27-year-old Harrington Hurdle on Tuesday, who matched that description, with a similar backpack worn during the murder. Following a brief chase, he was arrested and had an AK-47 style weapon in the backpack. Police have charged Hurdle with murder. They are still working on a motive. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York News Radio 1080, KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. It's day 9 of the partial government shutdown, and it's affecting hundreds of thousands of federal workers who are going without pay. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger is tracking the impact and has some tips for workers who are not getting paid.
If you have an emergency reserve fund, this is an emergency. Tap that fund. You may need to borrow money. Maybe you own a house. You can have a line of credit on your house. Maybe you look at your retirement account as a source.
And the reason the shutdown continues, the Senate again failing to come to a deal. And one North Texas lawmaker summarizes this in just one word.
The word? Frustrating. For essential federal workers not getting a paycheck, for travelers dealing with delays, and for members of Congress disagreeing with how best to reopen for business. Congressman Keith Self.
While we're working in our districts, it's extremely frustrating that we're not in D.C. taking care of the business of the nation that we need to be doing.
Democrats want to attach a deal to extend subsidies for Obamacare recipients who will see premiums skyrocket in a few months. Republicans will talk about that, but not as a negotiating tactic to reopen the government. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An East Texas man has just 1 week to live, but a bipartisan group of Texas lawmakers go to death row with a common goal to stop next week's execution of Robert Roberson.
Four visited with the East Texan. Roberson was condemned of killing his 2-year-old daughter in 2002 by shaken baby syndrome, which has now been shown to be junk science. His lawyers say new evidence shows the girl was misdiagnosed and died from pneumonia. At a later hearing, the prosecution changed their story and said Nikki was beaten to death. Republican State Rep Lacey Hull says that did not happen.
Well, the pictures after Nikki passed away and the CT scans show that that is a flat-out lie. So which is it? Does he get a new trial or are you lying? Which one is it? It can't be both.
Roberson is set to die in 1 week. The lawmakers want him to be granted a new trial. From the 24-hour news center, Barbara Schwartz, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Puck dropping on a new season tonight for the Dallas Stars. They play at Winnipeg. Now, Russell Scott reports the team's considering moving their home games out of American Airlines.
The clock's officially ticking on the Dallas Stars' time at American Airlines Center, with their lease set to expire in 2031. The ownership group is currently in a deep evaluation phase, exploring sites for a new state-of-the-art arena and the all-important mixed-use entertainment district to go with it. Arlington Mayor Jim Ross telling NBC5 that makes Arlington the perfect place.
We have a number of options available that I think would satisfy the Stars' need for both creating equity and the environment around their new arena.
Plano, Frisco, and the Colony also reported to be under consideration, as well as Dallas. From the 24-Hour News Center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The Red River rivalry is this Saturday. The annual grudge match between Texas and Oklahoma is expected to bring in nearly 100,000 fans to the Cotton Bowl Stadium. Now, the largest crowd ever was just a little over 96,000 in 2009, 2010, and 2011. The stadium's capacity is only 92,100. The game is sold out this weekend. Texas Longhorns are currently favored by 1.5 points. Honestly, I don't know how they're favored, but they are. So hook them. And remember, KRLD is home of the Horns. You can hear the Texas OU game right here on 1080 KRLD, or you can listen on the Odyssey app. Kickoff is Saturday at 2:30. I'm going to be there with my Horns up.
And I was going to say, for everybody else, that's the day you avoid going to the State Fair of Texas.
It is.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Governor Abbott orders Dallas and all other Texas cities to remove their rainbow crosswalks within 30 days or lose state and federal funding. The governor says those crosswalks promote political messages and they don't belong on taxpayer-funded roads. Israel and Hamas are taking the first step towards peace with a deal that pauses the fighting and starts a hostage release and troop withdrawal. President Trump says he could fly to the region by as early as Saturday. Now, get this. Police say that the accused DART train shooter from Sunday night was wearing a Jason-style hockey mask in a chilling scene straight out of a horror movie. Investigators say 27-year-old Harrington Hurdle then took the mask off, put it back on, and fired 9 shots from an AK-style gun, killing Norman Brown.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRL.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the 20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Think of it as your morning cheat sheet for the real world. Our 20-minute morning briefing, it begins now at News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
23 after 7, I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. Governor Abbott says Texas roads should be free of political messages, including rainbow crosswalks.
The governor has directed the Texas Department of Transportation to make sure cities follow federal road safety rules. His order bans non-standard markings or signs that show political or social messages. Cities that refuse could lose state and federal transportation funding. The move comes after a Houston lawmaker highlighted a rainbow crosswalk in Montrose. Similar crosswalks also appear in Dallas and Austin to recognize LGBTQ plus communities. From the 24-Hour News Center, Steve Randall, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Well, you've only got 10 more days to get out to the Great State Fair of Texas, and those are the last 10 days you'll be able to ride the log ride.
A perfect ride for a hot Texas afternoon. The iconic log ride comes to a close this year. It's a pretty fair ride since 1986 for a ride at the fair, and generations have made it one of the most popular attractions on the Midway. State fair officials did not give any reason for ending the ride, but they do invite fairgoers to, quote, come take your final ride. Bragging rights are going fast as the logs will ride no more once the state fair ends on October 19th. From the 24-Hour News Center, Bill McLean, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
News, you know, is morning.
That's the one you ride when you're hot.
Yeah, you want to cool off.
Yeah,
you want to get splashed with filthy, filthy water.
Exactly.
This news
awesome.
For the on-time expert, 724 News Radio 1080 KRLD, the station in DFW for market and business updates.
The company behind Ray-Bans is positioning itself as a leader in the emerging category of smart glasses. Essilor Luxottica has teamed up with Facebook parent Meta to manufacture and sell artificial intelligence-equipped eyewear. Silicon Valley giants believe smart glasses could one day become as prevalent as an iPhone. Checking on the markets, futures are a little little change. Stocks are taking a pause after the recent rally fueled by artificial intelligence deals. Yesterday, the S&P 500 hit another all-time high, rising 0.6%. However, the Dow was little changed. And 17 years ago, Wall Street, led in part by Lehman Brothers, nearly took down the global economy. Since then, a small piece of that bank has continued to exist. But no more. Lehman's London unit can finally close. A judge ruled this week that the administration of Lehman Brothers International Europe could be concluded, with the company having satisfied all of its creditors. Courtney Donahoe, Bloomberg Radio.
Funny breaking news out of Miami, Florida. There's been an incident in which two police officers at least have been shot. We're following the latest details as it is coming in. It's now 7:26.
NASCAR fans still buzzing about meeting racing great Tony Stewart at last night's charity bowling event in the Mid-Cities.
You know, we're just under $2 million that's been raised for Speedway Children's Charities.
Bowling media and racing celebrities joining Stewart last night at Bolero, a bowling alley in Euless, raising money for North Texas nonprofit organizations supporting children in need for Colin, Denton, Dallas, and Tarrant counties.
A court showdown today in Illinois, where hundreds of Texas National Guardsmen are now deployed to back up federal agents on the streets of Chicago. Democratic governor of Illinois and mayor of Chicago filing a lawsuit to block the move, and there is a hearing scheduled for today.
Roughly 500 National Guard members are now on the ground in the Chicago area, tasked with protecting ICE facilities and agents at the order of President Donald Trump. That presence, which includes about 200 Guard members from Texas, comes despite an ongoing lawsuit filed by Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, who argues that the federal government is overstepping its authority and that the troops are not needed. Now, the Guard members are based out of an Army Reserve Center in Elwood that is southwest of Chicago, and they will serve a 60-day mission.
That's NBC5's Alana Quillen reporting.
Some important news for liver cancer patients. Surgeons in China perform the first pig-to-human liver transplant.
They took a section of liver from a genetically modified pig and grafted it into a 71-year-old patient who had advanced liver cancer. It worked for 38 days before complications arose and the pig's liver lobe was removed. The patient died 5 months later. American surgeons have transplanted pig hearts and kidneys into humans, but not livers. They're more complex. CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook expects we'll see more pig organ transplants.
Because less than 1% of people who potentially could give their organs are actually end up giving it.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
The All Local is updated three times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.